Well, there's also major flooding in towns in the Clarence River catchment, which includes Grafton, Ulmarra, McLean and Yamba. People in those areas are preparing for the worst. Our reporter David Sparks is in McLean. David, good afternoon. What's going on there at the moment?
Well, I'm standing on the levee at McLean on the Clarence River, and the big question here all morning has basically been, will it or won't it? As in, will this floodwater spill over the top of the levee here? It's very, very close. I'd say the floodwaters have risen to be about 20 centimetres from the top of the levee, and there's a massive expanse of brown water stretching right out across the valley. And this levee is a bit of a weird sight right now. People are standing on a dry footpath on one side of the levee, and on the other side of that concrete levee, the water level is basically up to their waists. The water level has risen slightly since I got here this morning. The big unknown is whether it will indeed spill over the top of the levee. It was due to peak around late morning, so there's hope that it won't go over the levee. If it does go over the levee, though, dozens of businesses in the main street here will flood.
David, what are people doing preparing to get ready there?
Well, for a few people here in McLean, it's already too late. The water has gotten into a few houses around here. But as I've been moving around the town along the river, people, mainly SES volunteers, have been flat out filling sandbags, transporting them up and down the river and laying them out, in particular on top of the earthen part of the levee. I spoke a short time ago with one of the people organising this operation. Ken Bailey is a duty officer with the SES.
At the moment, our priority is to get as many sandbags down to the levee wall to shore that up. There's a few leaks down there. Obviously, we don't want it to breach the levee wall, but that's all hands on deck at the moment.
Do you know what the water level is doing at the moment?
Yeah, well, look, it's definitely up from last night quite a bit, and it will probably rise until mid-morning. So hopefully we're getting close to the top now, and we're just keeping our fingers crossed.
If the water goes over the levee, how much of McLean is vulnerable if the water starts to spill over the levee?
Okay, well, the main town street could go underwater, and some of those low-lying houses along that river street, which is obviously directly behind, and those lower areas that flow back. But a lot of the houses, etc., in McLean are up on a hill, so that's a good thing. But all those low-lying houses, they could get more water around them.
You've got a few boats around. You haven't had to use any of them yet?
I know. We've been out in boats. We've had a couple of flood rescues, evacuations for people with medical conditions. We also deliver medical supplies because there's people out on the islands that can't get their medical supplies, and we've got a medical run shortly. So, yeah, we all those sorts of things with the flood boats.
Well, I'm now looking at a double-storey house surrounded by flood water. The water is about a metre up its walls, and there's a couple working away in the garage behind a kind of aluminium barrier that they've put across their garage door to stop the water from getting in. If the water rises, I'd say another 30 centimetres, it'll surge over that barricade and flood their home. Let's go over and ask how they're going.
I'm Chi Pearsall.
And you, sir?
Peter.
And you've got in front of your garage door a large aluminium plate, I'm going to call it. Let's say around 1.2 metres.
Yeah.
And the water should be flowing heavily into your garage right now, but it's blocked by this giant plate. And I'm astonished that it's sealed so well.
There are leaks, so we've got some pumps that just to maintain the...
It's not 100%, but it's really manageable.
Good.
Yeah, it's
otherwise,
manageable.
Otherwise, all this would have been gone.
Are you still worried now, or do you think it looks like about 20 or 30 centimetres leeway left there?
About 21 centimetres at the moment. And the tide stopped at 8:37 this morning, supposedly the high tide, but it hasn't dropped. And it may continue to go up because there's so much water movement in the river at the moment, so we don't know what's happening.
So are you still worried?
Yeah, we're a bit worried.
We're worried that if it goes over the barriers, then basically...
Yeah, if it goes over the barriers,
we can't do anything, yeah.
If it goes over this barrier, you're going to have over a metre of water in your house.
We're going to, yes. Yeah.
That's McLean residents there, Peter and Chi Pearsall, speaking to our reporter David Sparks.